From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In California, a San Francisco Superior Court judge ruled today that a state law banning marriage of same-sex couples is unconstitutional. Judge Richard Kramer's decision comes in response to two lawsuits. Both challenge California's law, which only recognizes marriages between a man and a woman. The ruling is the latest in a series of developments in the debate over same-sex marriage. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is following the story and joins us now. Richard, tell us what the judge said and how he arrived at this decision.
Well, Judge Kramer in his ruling said, and I'll quote here, "It appears that no rational purpose exists for limiting marriage in this state to opposite-sex partners," end quote. And he went on to say that the state's historical definition of marriage amounts to an unconstitutional denial of equal protection for gays and lesbians and their right to marry.
I understand that California now already has a strong domestic partnership law.
It does. California does have such a law. But proponents of gay marriage say they want to strike down the marriage ban because they say this debate is about the meaning of marriage and that that's a right that should be extended to all couples regardless of whether they are heterosexual or homosexual.
Now, we mentioned there are two lawsuits. Who are the plaintiffs?
Well, the ruling follows two lawsuits brought by the city of San Francisco and a coalition of gay advocacy groups arguing that the state ban on same-sex marriage discriminates against gays and lesbians and denies them rights of liberty and privacy. And as you might expect, those groups are praising the ruling today. The word from opponents of gay marriage and from the state attorney general's office is that they plan to appeal this ruling, and they say that the final word won't come from Judge Kramer, but from the state Supreme Court.
And just to clarify something, Richard, didn't the California State Supreme Court already rule on the subject of gay marriage back in August of last year?
Well, what the state high court said in August was that the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, had no legal authority to issue about 4,000 marriage licenses to same-sex couples last winter. The state Supreme Court nullified those marriages, and that was a unanimous decision. But the justices at the time were also very emphatic that they were offering no opinion about the constitutionality of same-sex marriage, and that they said they would let that issue come up to them through the courts. And that was considered a green light by the city and the gay advocacy groups to file lawsuits challenging the state's gay marriage ban. And it's out of those lawsuits that we receive Judge Kramer's ruling today.
And Judge Kramer's ruling, how significant is it?
Well, while it will be appealed, we are still months, and some people say maybe years, away from the final determination about same-sex marriage here in California. And opponents of gay marriage are probably well on their way to drafting their appeals as we speak.
Is this issue limited to California's judicial system?
No. The California legislature is still very much involved here. There are competing bills in the legislature. For example, Democratic Assemblyman Mark Leno would amend the family code to make marriage a civil contract between, quote, two persons. And there are also two other bills pending in the state legislature that would put a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage before voters in the next California election. Now, if that were to be approved by California voters, this state would be the 13th state to enact such an amendment in recent months. And that would effectively put this whole matter beyond the control of lawmakers and the courts.
Richard, if this does eventually go before the voters, any forecasts about how this might play out?
Well, if we go by the example set 5 years ago by California voters, then they were asked whether they would approve an amendment to the family code making marriage only between a man and a woman. At that time, they approved it by 61%.
Richard Gonzalez, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez speaking to us from San Francisco.